Hey Mike, are you there?
Yes.
All right, now I'm on my text. All right, please, can we go ahead proceed with the website?
Okay, so let's go back to hang on, let me pull up this document here.
And one more thing, yesterday you were mentioning to me some API thing, so what was that?
Give me one second.
Sure, take your time.
Oh, you know, this is where it's at. Where did I move here? Bear with me one second. I need to I'll go back to the teamwork. All right. And I'm waiting for teamwork to open up. You know why? Because I have 47 things open.
Oh, my. Oh, great. No problem. No problem. Take your time. I can hold a line.
I got to reopen this again. Okay. All right, so I have it open here, and I'm just scrolling down to the documentation that you got from Jesse and Jimmy.
This document, actually, I curated as per the discussion with Jesse and Jimmy. When they sign up with us, right? So I call them and discuss briefly about their business and what they want. So according to that conversation, created this complete description of the workflow or that. Yep.
Okay. You have in here, as per Jesse and Jimmy, we created customized inner pages, home page, about us, service page, inquiry, request quote form, login, sign-in page. We will integrate Oracle software in this section. Once Jimmy clicks on this tab, it will redirect to Oracle software that Jimmy mentioned to us. Then you have client testimonial listings page, submit testimonial, newsletter sign up, contact us, privacy policy, terms, condition, blog, list detail, new listing and detail page.
Okay. So the pages that I mentioned in the document, like privacy policy and everything, right, what happened when I discussed with Jesse, so according to the content, we will go ahead and create those then. But as you mentioned that, you will be take care of that content. So once you will provide me your privacy policy, agent, term and conditions, so I will go ahead and create that page. And you know, as I believe you know that, the privacy policy and term and condition is,
I'm sorry, excuse me, Sam. I'm not talking about the privacy policy. We didn't even get to that yet. Like, I'm not sure what you're discussing right now, but that's not what I'm discussing, sir. So let's do this. Let's backtrack and let's get back. Let's both get on the same page.
Sure.
I'm looking at the website document right now. Okay. And underneath stationary bundle, there's website design.
Okay.
Are you looking at that with me?
Yes, I am on the website design. Yes.
As per Jesse and Jimmy, we created customized inner pages. Homepage, service, about us, service, inquiry, request form, login, sign in page. Let's stop right there. So at the login, sign in page, you said we will integrate Oracle software in this section. Once clients click on this tab, they will redirect to Oracle software that Jimmy mentioned to us.
Yes, right. So as per the discussion with Jimmy, Jimmy will provide me the link, right? So whenever somebody will click on the login tab, so it will be redirected here. So I was waiting.
Was there any research that you have done on your part with this?
On the Oracle?
No, I'm not referring to the Oracle.
Uh-huh.
I'm referring to the original. Jimmy provided you some websites with our competition. There was a section within that page where you're able to request a quote and also track a shipment. Right?
Track a shipment, yes.
Mm-hmm. On the website TQL, they have a system. Let's go to TQL right now. ThomasQuackLarry.com. ThomasQuackLarry.com.
Yeah, I'm opening it. I'm on.
Okay, so up at the top here, at the very top, you see get a quote.
Uh-huh.
Track a shipment.
Yes.
Request a login.
Yes.
And login.
Uh-huh.
So let's first start with a quick get a quote. So when you click to that, it asks you to request a quote for full truckload, less drayage, or intermodal.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So yes. I clicked on intermodal, and there's a form for intermodal.
Yes, you are right.
Okay. The same thing for all the other quotes for LT and drayage.
Yes.
Okay, so let's go to track a shipment. And when you click track a shipment, it goes to a shipping page via TQL. It's called Tracks.
It's opening.
Good. Track your shipment is not opening?
It's loading. Taking too long.
How about opening another page? Another tab?
I'm trying to open another browser as well. Firefox. Let me try on Firefox.
Yeah, that's what I'm using now.
It's not opening. It's taking too long. It's loading and loading and loading.
Well, here, why don't you? I'll give you the address. You want to try to type
it? It's open now.
Okay, perfect.
Uh huh.
So you see, it says TQL tracks shipment tracking.
Yeah, there's the search bar here. Yeah. Uh huh.
This tracks is something that has been integrated with TQL. This is a development that they is a custom development within the, that they developed. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, what they're doing is you're able to go and find other resources where you're able to search, track, and track shipments.
Okay, that is the same thing you were talking about for the API thing, right?
Same thing I'm talking about with the API, yes.
Yes, okay, so basically what my understanding at this point so far, you're saying when somebody will click on the shipping tracking on your website, on JSA Jimmy site, right, PGI Transport, so this page, similarly this page will appear and somebody will put their number, tracking number, or they can track the shipment, am I right?
Yes.
Right.
Correct.
And for that, I believe that for this tracking, when somebody enter the number, they will see the result, they can track the shipment. So definitely for this part, having a specific API key, which will be integrated in the back end or in this custom development, right?
Yes.
Right. And that API, will you provide us, or we need to be arranged that?
Well, it's something that you're building. So I could help you try to find the API, but that's your responsibility. And this is the point that I'm trying to get to. You've had this website as one of our top competitors, and even this other websites that we've shown you for an example have the same platform. It's the same. It's the same process. When you want to request a login for a customer that have their own account, it's the same process. And even with requesting the quote, it's the same. Like up at the top, there's get a quote, track shipment, request a login, and login. Those are the main features that we are looking for. The logistics services, carriers, jobs, moves that matter, about us, contact us, that's all fluff stuff. That's all that's just all basic information. But what with the login, the CMS is what we're looking for, and the track shipment is what we're looking for as well as in get a quote. So those three options up there for login, there's a request login as well, but the login, track shipment, and get a quote are the main features that that Jesse and Jimmy have tried to express to you that we were looking for within the site. And one of the things that's a little disappointing is that right now we're not even on the same page as those requests.
At this point, I would like to mention one thing. The shipping tracking thing, you're saying we need to be developed, no problem with that. We can go ahead and develop that, right? It's not a big deal. We will go ahead and develop this page where the clients comes and put their shipping tracking number and they can track the shipment. But for that specific thing, we need an API key. And definitely you will help me out in the API key. Like, which API key do you want, which has helped the clients track their shipment, right? So the system, the function, I will go ahead and create that. It's not a big deal, right? I will go ahead and create a shipping tracking function, right? But for the API key, you need to be help on it, right? And as you mentioned to me, like a JC and Jimmy, we are not on the same page as Jesse and Jimmy express their information or express their idea. Actually, at the same point when I spoke them, they mentioned to me they don't need the shipping tracking exactly the same what you just mentioned. What they mentioned to me, I'm honest with you, what they mentioned to me, they're just the clients come over there and whatever the service they need it, they will just they will select the service and fill out the form, the code form or the inquiry form, and then they will get back to them. The Jesse and Jimmy will get back to, or the other team will get back to that customer. this is the discussion we had with I had with you know Jesse and Jimmy. But at this point, you are mentioning to me we need to create the shipping tracking system. No problem. I will go ahead and create the complete function for you, right? And as far as concerned about the API key, I believe you will be helping out in this API key. So I will go ahead and decode that API key. So easily can client can come over your side and they can track the shipment.
Okay. So one of the things is that's disappointing is that this all should have been covered from the beginning. Jimmy and Jesse have no idea how things operate. They and neither does any other customers. If they're referring to other sites and with the same functions, the website developer should take it upon himself to understand what those functions are. Now, if Jimmy and Jesse are talking to a website company on the phone and they're saying, yeah, look, this is what we would like to do, and if there's no clear description between you and what they're looking for and what you're offering.
No, it's not.
I'm not saying, hey, stick with me. I'm saying a scenario. If
okay.
if a customer is unsure how something operates and you're unsure how it operates and it's like, okay, well, you know, this is the function. Well, this is what we can do. We can use a form. You know, they can email you back and forth. That negates for what they're really originally trying to do. Because if they're looking for any customer, if they are going to need to track a shipment, and that's not taken into consideration at this time, especially for the amount of money that they're paying for, you guys, any development company is doing wrong, is doing the customer some injustice. This is what's happening here. There's, and I'm being quite frank, there's no outline, definitive outline from you until you sent it to me the other day. There's no wireframe development until you sent it to me the other day. At this point, before I got involved, we were in scope creep. And I know you're aware of what scope creep is. I mentioned TQL to you the other day and as a reference, and we didn't even, you didn't say, okay, Mike, this is what they have. This is not what we have. This is what we have. This is what they have. Like, there was no discussion about that. We were talking about a few things. But I'm going to be 100% honest to you. Be 100% honest. I particularly myself being looking at it as a third party, this situation is not right. The development is not right. Now, let's look at Jimmy and Jesse's aspects. Some of the things that they've requested have not came to fruition. And some of the things are it's kind of disappointing, and I'm going to mention this to you. That I mentioned to them, and I'm a straight shooter. I keep it honest, and I'm a fair person. I am not a dishonest. I'm a very fair person. On the Teams website, on a Teams application, you have milestones. You have content that's there for the customer to understand what's going on with the development, and none of that has been used. Just being objectively looking at that and saying, what is going on here? All right, the company is using another system to help communication, and there's no communication that they're using within the system. I also want to make you aware of, I also understand what companies and what, I know what it takes to pay. I know what it takes not to earn any money and have to pay my people. I know what that's like. I know what it's like to have bare bones on a project, probably breaking even or losing money on a project. I'm well aware of those scenarios. and I'm also very well aware of it because of the startup scenarios that I'm involved in. The process of orbital design to PGI is bad, and the reason why I sound stern when you talk to me, and it's like, wow, you know, I'm very demanding, is because of the lack of procedures that you guys have gone through. Me being inside and working with the company, coming into the website aspect, I'm in a different division with the company. And there was just a discussion of the website, and with the hopes of the new website coming out, I was very excited to have this website being developed and not being a part of it, not having input, nothing, because I'm in a different department. And then the migration aspect, a question, just because I'm there, and I was like, why are they charging so much for the migration from the servers? And then that sparked me asking another question, and then another question, and another question. And the questions that I provided to Jesse and Jimmy there was no answers from them. And then I started questioning stuff about the company and about the project. One of the first things was the milestone aspect in 5 teams. That would have been such an avenue to help quell some of the problems that we were having, some of the back and forth. I'm not sure what processes that you have with the company. I've been in discussions with Jesse and Jimmy about me actually taking over the project, me being onboarded, because Jimmy and Jesse don't have the time for this, and they don't have the understanding. So it's a company's responsibility to help them throughout this process. And I feel that we have not received that from Orbit. I don't have time to go back and forth and not have meetings with you and have meetings with you. The website is what we're behind, and we need the website to be functioning. At this point right now, I'm thinking about approaching you for a refund. Just because of the scenarios that have taken place. But I'm also bound by some things from that as the time frame. The time frame that I have to quit things right now and to start over, I don't have necessary time for that.
Let me see.
Ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Thank you so much to give me a chance. I really appreciate it. As you mentioned that you are a straightforward and very honest person, a fair person, right? I really appreciate it, and I'm very thankful. I'm very thankful, and I'm very, you know, I can say I have a good chance to deal with such kind of person who is very straightforward and honest person who has such kind of information about these all of things, right? And they are that person asking me about all the things what they need, right? I'm very thankful to you, and I'm very, you know, I can say I'm a very lucky person to work with you, right? At this point, as you mentioned to me, the Orbit Design Agency or any other agency needs to provide or help their clients to develop their sites, right? The same aspect initially when I spoke with them, right? I mentioned to them, like, do you need a shipping tracking system where the shipping per client can track the shipping and all that stuff, right? I straightly asked them the same way how the website design or development company help their clients, the same way I already help JC and Jimmy. But what they mentioned to me, they mentioned they don't want it. Honestly, I'm with you, right, at this point.
Okay.
So according to them, we create a workflow, right? That's the thing. So because how the way we follow to start the design and development, first we talk to the client, what the client wants. According to the client business or business nature, right, according to business or business nature, we will go ahead and start discussion with the client. So what's the thing in the client minds, and what is the thing is missing in this project or in any other project. According to that, we give the suggestion to the clients that you need these things as well in this project. And this is a requirement, this is a mandatory requirement or other things. So according to this discussion, back and forth with the client, and then we will go ahead and create a brief, you know, a detailed description of the project or the flow of the project, and according to that flow, we design and develop the site. So in the same way, I really do understand that, and I really appreciated you taking over this project, and as I mentioned to you, I am a very lucky person to work with you, right? So according to discussion with Jesse and Jimmy, we quit this. But now you already taken care of this project, you already took this project, right? So now we will work according to your expectation, and whatever we have a discussion, and whatever we will do a discussion in future, according to that we will design and develop your site. At this point, it's the same thing. JC doesn't or Jimmy doesn't want the tracking system, but now I'm discussing with you, and you are saying you need this, right? So definitely we will go ahead and change the description right here, the workflow of the site. We will go ahead and create those things what you need, what is mandatory. And you are right. As a freight and forwarding company or the shipping tracking, this shipping tracking system is a requirement on the website, right? So definitely I will go ahead and create those things. It's not a, I'm not saying it will take too much time or something else right now. It will take little time, you know, the custom things we need to develop. It takes little time, but I'm not saying we cannot do it. We will definitely go ahead and do it according to the discussion. At this point, you have mentioned to me, like on the top four things, like get a code, track shipment, right? So this thing, I will go ahead and create for you, not a make deal, right? As far as concerned about, if I will talk about the other thing, like a content or other stuff, right? And you, as you said, you want to go, you will be taking care of that. That's not, that's, we are okay with that. If you want to take it here, that's fine, right? And the other thing about the site, like whatever you have mentioned to me, your requirements, that you need this thing as well, you need this thing as well, no problem. I will go ahead and create those things. And in future, and I wish you will be taking care of this the entire project till this project completed, right? So what I'm seeing, what I'm thinking, once we will complete this site, so this site would be, I can say, the best site. As you are comparing your site like a TLQ.com, so when we will go ahead and create your website and get completed, so I think your site have all the you know system or functions which you need, and I'm damn sure about that. And I will give my 100% or 200% to get this site completed and fulfill your complete requirement, whatever you will have in future.
One of the things I appreciate what you just stated to me, but one of the problems is what you charge for them. If they're not going to have any type of shipment tracking or any features, and they're just going to have forms, they shouldn't be charged $2,200. Like I'm being honest, like that's the most absurding part about it, is that the money that was spent for this, we should be getting more features and have things inserted and abilities in our website that we currently have. we spent $2,200, $2,250, actually $2,700 with the content development that I believe that you refunded that back to the card.
Oh, which thing? Sorry.
The $500 for the content development.
Yes, I mentioned to you. I already requested, tried, and you will get it soon.
Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm. And you are saying Jesse and Jimmy received $220. I guess they paid $2,000.
I thought it was $2,200 for that package that they paid. Even so, $2,000, they should be, like even for $1,000, they should be getting some back-end development. What I'm saying is they should not be getting a WordPress development. They should not be getting a WordPress back-end development for $1,000. Even for $500 to $600, you could still, honestly, pushing... I understand the power of WordPress. I understand the power of WordPress. When WordPress started, was just for basic people who could not understand code. And then it got funding, and now it's just this thing, and it's got all these plugins and all these things that people can write their own code for. Yeah, it's great. But it's still the bottom of the barrel language. It is not a high functioning language like PHP. Like, there's a difference there. And you know that as well.
Of course.
Even though you have all these plugins for WordPress, but you're charging somebody $2,000 for a WordPress site with forms. That's not fair.
No, actually, we are not creating this site on WordPress, as I mentioned to you. It's a PHP custom.
But Sam, you were.
No, we don't.
If I didn't come involved. And be on board, we would have had a word.
No, actually, the thing is not like that, because the package they purchased from us, that is not on WordPress package they purchased. They purchased a custom PHP development package.
But if they don't know any better, they're not gonna know.
The package they purchased from us, so according to the package we work on, right, and where we are creating a site, and when we complete the site and deliver to the client, so definitely they would be on custom PHP because they purchase a business site package.
I don't mean to be rude, but the demo that you provided, the WordPress demo that you provided, if I did not mention that it was a WordPress, if I did not go and seek out the code,
on the demo. On the demo version, this is on our server. This is on our server.
And this is what I'm saying. The demo website, follow me.
Mm-hmm.
It looks really nice. It looks great. It's nice and clean. It's got the transitions are bright. It looks nice. It looks clean. It looks professional. But it's a WordPress template. It's something that I've seen online before. It's something that I said, man, I've seen this out here before, something similar to this. Let me take the time and research it. And I did, and I spent 4 hours looking for those templates, trolling around online on my own private time. One of the things is that if Jesse and Jimmy see that demo, they're like, wow, man, this is great, man. This looks great. But they have no idea that it's a WordPress website. This is the problem that I have. This is the problem that I brought to Jimmy and Jesse's attention. This is the problem that we're having currently right now, because I made them aware. Now, the special things about your company is you could charge whatever price. And whoever purchases those at that price, that's what they pay. But one of the problems is the way you guys went about it, and the way I don't care how you deal with any other clients. I really truly don't. It's none of my business. I don't care if you take advantage of them or give them cream crop. I don't. I really don't, being honest. But what I am concerned about is getting value for our dollar right now. And the reason why I've been very stern, and it's probably like, damn, I got to talk to Mike again today. And it is. It's challenging to talk to me, and I will admit that, yes, because I know what it takes, and I know what it's like to take advantage of somebody. Did you hear what I'm saying? Did you hear what I just said? I know what it's like to take advantage of somebody. I know what it's like not to give somebody quality what they paid for. Now, since the day of me knowing that to today has been one of the things that have kept me such a fair and honest person. Because it's easy to give the customer what they don't want and what they don't know. Now, I could never, ever know that you would say, hey, look, you know, it would never be done in WordPress. It would be done in PHP. I have to take you for your word because I can't prove that you don't, that that's not true. But I'm saying it to make you aware of it. And again, like, I know what it's like to earn business. I am right now, I am 100% looking to get a refund. But that doesn't help you. Follow me right now, Sam. That doesn't help you, and it doesn't help the company. It causes a problem. I'd rather not have a problem and solve the problem. Now, if we can, if the functions that we can have for this website, if we're able to incorporate the things that we're looking for, we definitely would like to continue doing business with you. I'm not looking to get the refund. That's the last resort. I'm putting all the cards on the table. I'm not going to hide anything from you. I'd rather have you know my intentions than you not know my intentions and say, man, Mike is a sneaky guy, because I'm not sneaky. So what I have done is one of the things is on the outline that you presented to me, I went and prior to you doing that, I went and wrote up another one. I wireframed everything out in detail on where those pages are going to go. In the services page, and it's actually services, not service, but the services page, there's different functions, there's different things in there, just like requesting a quote. You know, there's a different pages of LTL, drayage. All that stuff I'm actually defining everything, so everything is there's a better understanding on what, so we're not forgetting anything. And what I would like to do is present this to you, and then you incorporate that inside into the flow chart that you have, and then we can move forward. I'm not trying to sabotage this project. You guys as well need the project as a successful project under your belt. And this is what I would like to accomplish. That's the main goal. The main goal is for us to have a confident professional site and for you to have a well project under your belt where you could say, go look at what we did for this company. And I believe that's fair. But if we can work past these problems, that would really be beneficial. And we're able to come to an understanding of what I'm present when I present this to you. It's okay, so this is not far from what we have here. So let me go ahead and add this in here, and we can adjust to make things work right. I am very analytical. I like to have things done professionally because it's the only way to grow. How do you feel about that? Would you mind if I present this flow chart back to you, and the flow chart has the outline of the tracking, shipment tracking that we're looking for.
Okay, so as you mentioned, all the things what you want, and as you mentioned to me, like you want to continue this project as per your requirements, if you will go ahead and fulfill those things. So at this point, I can say this, and even I always be agree on that, and I will always be saying these things, so whatever your requirements, right? And as you mentioned to me, whatever the functions you required and whatever the things you required, right? You will let us know, and I will go ahead and do. Let's do one thing. Let's make it simple. I hope you understand this point. Let us start over. Just leave Jesse and Jimmy, okay? At this point, just make to understand that you and I are on the same page. Just leave Jesse and Jimmy. I will just say this, that you are the main person at the farm now, right? And whatever requirement is, whatever your requirement is to develop this site, I will go ahead and work on, right? And the things that you have mentioned to me, and in the future, whatever the things you will mention to us, right, I will go ahead and work on it. So whatever I had a discussion with Jesse or Jimmy, I just forget about those discussion, right? Let's start from the beginning again, right? So we will make sure that you and I on the same page, and we will get this project completed, and you will be get satisfied, and I will also get satisfied to get this project complete. How this sounds to you?
That sounds good, because what I'll do is
at this point, I had a discussion with Jesse and Jimmy, something else, and you are mentioning something else, and I will discuss with you something different. So it's a mix and match, and it's a bit confusion to you and for us as well, right? So let's do one thing, just leave Jesse and Jimmy. Let us start from beginning again, and you just mention all the things from the beginning to me, and we will start over.
What is our time frame?
Time frame for the complete site?
Yeah, from this point on, after we start over. Because I know it's probably going to add some extra time, no?
Of course.
Maybe we can iron things out this week and maybe start next week?
Of course, that's a perfect idea. When we can plan all the things in this week, right? And then we will start from the next week, though we will have a complete plan or complete workflow or the complete website description from your hand. So from the next week, we will get start over and get this done. It takes a little time, but I'm sure about that. We will get this done according to your requirements.
Okay. Sounds great. All right, so let's do this. Let me work on this today, and I will send you an email tomorrow with a flow chart, and then we can discuss it and finalize it by Friday.
Of course, that's a good idea, and I can say again this thing to you. I'm a lucky person to work with you, because the knowledge you have, right? I don't think so. How many clients I have, right? They have this kind of knowledge. I honestly saying to you, but you have
appreciate
this, right? So, you know, when somebody else, whatever I know, and you should know, and you also know those things, so we can discuss back and forth. So this is a very good thing. And while discussing something with someone else who knows everything, and you know better each and everything, so the discussion would be, you know, the perfect, and the product will become up. That would be the great product. So
perfect.
I can say this, right? So we can start over, right? And I believe so. This sounds great to you and for me as well. And we can start over. So whatever I had a discussion with Jesse and Jimmy, I already forgot about that thing, right? I just, you know, erase my memory what I had with Jesse and Jimmy. So start from you. So onwards from today, whatever the discussion I will have between you and I will keep this, keep in mind, and I will go ahead and create the website according to our discussion.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. So you are saying till Friday you will provide me complete flow, so, and from next week on Monday will go start over, right?
Yes, I'll have the workflow to you sometime tomorrow, and then we can review it off.
Ah, that's a great thing, right? And
it gives you a little bit of time. It gives you a little time to look at it and review it, and then we can talk about it.
Of course. And one more thing I want to confirm. What about the website design? You want to stick with the design, the same design? I'm not talking about the functionality at the moment. I'm just talking about the flow or the website design flow.
Maybe small changes, but not much.
That's great. No problem. So whatever the changes is required, you will mention to me. I will definitely go ahead and fix those things. And according to the time frame, so you will share the flow, and then we will discuss. And according to the flow, I will provide you the time frame, and according to that time frame, I will get this website done.
Perfect.
So at this moment, my thing else, and I would love to say this, if you feel anything, you know, anything else from my side which is disheartened to you, I really apologize for that.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Anything else I can help you with, Mike?
Have a good day. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, sure. Thank you very much, and same to you, and I will be waiting for your response. Thank you so much. Take care.